Welcome to WX Nation's podcast from Fort Worth, Texas. Visit WXNation.com, a site for all to enjoy, man, woman, and child. Now here's the webmaster.
Welcome once again to the WX Nation podcast. This is for August 16th, 2005. I'm Bill Young from Fort Worth. Let's begin with weather news. And we'll begin with storm damage reported in Long Island from a tornado. This was last Friday night. Tornado reportedly touched down in part of Glen Cove, and wind speeds there reached between 70 and 112 miles per hour. All of these stories, of course, that I'm bringing to you can be found in the WX Nation Wire on WXNation.com and WXNation.com/blog. It's been a warm summer up in the interior of Alaska. They had some record highs that they reached in Fairbanks. Fairbanks International Airport tied for the highest temperature for the year with a day in June. I guess this was August 10th, they recorded a high of 83 degrees. And there were also some readings in the upper 80s, and some automatic weather stations reported temperatures in the 90s. The highest reading was 92 at McKinley River, southwest of Fairbanks. The newly released WeatherBug Plus 6.1 adds a digital forecast and lightning data, which sound like interesting features to me. The images of these new features are available as a link in the WX Nation Wire, and that comes from WeatherBug. This one I found on capitalweather.com. The new logo for the Weather Channel, replacing its original logo from 1982, is in place. And I checked it out yesterday. It looks cool, I guess. It's just a kind of a Weather Channel in a blue box, and that's it. Got a little website underneath it there. They've got a whole new look and feel that they're starting, and part of this, debuting on September 17th, is a four-hour Saturday morning news program that they will begin with a Good Morning America-style approach, and it will feature an anchor without a meteorological background. And that is some new stuff happening over at the Weather Channel. NOAA and the National Weather Service wants to assure the private sector weather industry that it's not a threat. Under the proposed policy revision, they will take advantage of existing capabilities and services of commercial and academic sectors to avoid duplication and competition in areas not related to the NOAA mission. Researchers now believe that last year's Hurricane Ivan generated a giant ocean wave, much larger than believed before. It towered more than 90 feet at one point, according to a study. The Discovery crew, who thankfully returned safely last Tuesday, is back home, and that's a good thing. But NASA says it doesn't expect another space shuttle to fly until at least late this year, while it continues to try to figure out what caused the foam loss on Discovery during its liftoff. And that kicks off the space section, space news. This one's been going around. Some people have emailed the TV station where I work at about this. Mars hoax. There is a rumor going around that Mars is going to be huge on August 27th. It's going to look as large as the full moon in the sky. Boy, that would be great. I would love to see that. But it's not true. And the reality of this is that it's going to be close, but not anywhere near as close as it was last fall, I guess it was. But it's not going to be huge. A tour around the moon for $100 million. Space Adventures has already sent two tourists into orbit, and it has unveiled an agreement with Russian space officials to send two passengers on a voyage lasting 10 to 21 days. $100 million, not too bad. Spacecraft begins 7-month journey to Mars, and that is loaded with all kinds of goodies, more than ever before. High-tech cameras, radar, antenna. It's going to gather all kinds of information about the red planet.
I don't want to
now, weird news. An Oklahoma man is recovering at his home after he was struck by lightning for the fourth time. Now, a couple podcasts ago, I mentioned somebody who had been struck twice. This is four times. Since 1978 that he's been struck by lightning. He's going to be okay. But, man, I won't be near him during the storms that are advancing into my area right now, actually, as I record this podcast. Market takes wagers on hurricane's landfall. Next time, the National Hurricane Center names a tropical storm system in the Atlantic or Caribbean, scientists may be able to profit from forecasting where it will hit the U.S. mainland. Hurricane Futures Market, that's the name of this. It's an online trading market where buying and selling contracts representing stretches of shoreline from Texas to Maine will be possible, so may help improve warning system. Strange story from the southern part of Australia. First snow in 9 years down there, and boy did it snow. Snowflakes all over the place. This was last week. Some areas in the east, southeast, and far south of the state had received a hefty amount of snow. Unusual even for that location. And bizarre lightning strike in Phoenix will be investigated. It was a lightning strike described as sounding like dynamite exploding. It damaged 13 homes in central Mesa, Arizona, last Tuesday afternoon. Toronto plane crash. This was a huge story that broke right at the same time as the 20-year anniversary of a fatal Delta crash anniversary at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. And both of these plane crashes were caused, apparently, by microbursts during thunderstorms. A sudden downburst of air, which was very strange. Fortunately, many different things have been put into place in airports all across the world, including Toronto, to make sure that the same tragedy that happened in 1985 didn't happen again. And I'm very glad to say that that plane crash in Toronto, nobody died. The story and 300 images from 1985's crash that did kill a total of 137 people is in the WX Nation Wire. You may have noticed across my site that I have a little recommendation icon in the bottom corner of the left sides of all the pages that says Firefox. And I use Firefox browser all the time. I love the tab browsing and everything. I try to use Firefox whenever I can. And I have many extensions that I use in Firefox. And one of them that I just discovered is the Weather Channel. Now has a weather extension that shows and displays the current temperature and conditions and then out into the next couple of days. This is nothing new. Before this, I had Forecast Fox, which was an extension that did essentially the same thing, and ironically first started out with Weather Channel's information, and then it was upgraded to a different version featuring AccuWeather's weather data. But this is one straight out of the Weather Channel. Been using it for the last couple of weeks, and I like it. It's, in my opinion, probably better, I think, than the one from AccuWeather. It tends to leave everything alone. Some extensions kind of do funny things to my browser sometimes when my computer gets a little slow, but this one seems to be working well, and I've got it set to the zip code for Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport so I can see what the official temperatures are. Updates just fine. I have had no problems with it. I mentioned that I was going to see how it compared to the other Forecast Fox extension, and so far I've been impressed with it, and it's still setting up there as I speak. And finally, I will mention really quickly what I did over the weekend in Granbury, Texas, a small historic town about 40 miles southwest of Fort Worth, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I had never been to Granbury, and it's just one of those old historic towns with a historic downtown square. And wife and I walked through all these little shops with all these little trinkets and had a good time. And then I surprised her by taking her to an excellent bed and breakfast, which I would recommend. I didn't get any money for this. It may look like I'm a travel brochure all of a sudden in the WX Nation wire, but I gave a little review of this bed and breakfast. Incredible breakfast, incredible host, and incredible place in Granbury, Texas. So if you're thinking of doing something along those lines, that is definitely a one I highly recommend. You can see some pictures and some more information about the American Heritage House, which is located just a few blocks from the historic downtown square of Granbury. And that is the WX Nation podcast for August 16th, 2005. I'm Bill Young. I'm heading out of here as this storm is rolling in here in Fort Worth. I will talk to you later. The music, as always, at the beginning and the end of these podcasts to date, is by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. Talk to you later.